Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hornet.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah
Hornet. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, brought to you by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, where we proudly promote positive people. You can visit us for all your branding and publishing needs at Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, that's right, stand with an attitude, WealthySistersMedia.com. Today we are brought to you by our awesome partners, DHerbs.com, with more than 300 million sold and over 10,000 testimonies. DHerbs Full Body Cleanse is the number one selling cleansing system online. And trust me, Deborah Hornet, I tell you it works. My life completely changed. It was a powerful experience. So many positive results, from weight loss to loss in inches to hips, lowering my blood pressure, and so much more. I encourage you right now to go to dherbs.com, dherbs.com, or call 866-4 the letter D Herbs and mention Wealthy Sisters for your discount. Also, you know, here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we love connecting business with people, stories, and music, and our purpose is twofold. We love to provide you that dynamic listener with inspiration and encouragement and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and your life right now for that impact. And second, it is imperative. It is so important. I can't stress it enough that we continue to provide a platform that edifies, promotes, and acknowledges and says thank you to the sisters for doing big things. And I am Deborah Hornet, your host, and we are broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another Dynamic Tuesday. It's October 28, 2014, and we are celebrating Wealthy Brothers all month long, ending the month of October here with an awesome guest today. Can't wait to announce that in a moment here, but you know we are here every week at the same time, that's Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Eastern, so thank you so much for spreading the word. And if you missed this show or you need to catch any of our other shows, 5 years worth, know that you can always get us 24/7 at WealthySistersRadio.com. We are there for you, and you can download us there on iTunes. Just look for us under Wealthy Sisters. Well, as I mentioned, this is a powerful month. October, you know, we had a lot of brothers that came to us and wanted to know, hey, you got all these powerful sisters on the show. When are you going to start letting brothers come on Wealthy Sisters? Well, you know, we've had great guests like George Frazier, just to name a few, on our show, and we decided about 2-3 years ago to do the month of October for all men, and I'm telling you, it has been explosive. Last year, we had Michael Bazin, Kamen Kelly, and this year, wow, we had Alfred Evans from Black Enterprise. We've had Kamante Rollins, and I'm telling you, today, we are ending this month with a bang, with none other than legendary entertainment mogul himself, Mr. Frasky. How about that? Yes, you know how we do it here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. That deserves a round of applause, right? It does. We are bringing you the best, and I want you to know that we are here for you. As we all know, we are in business. We're independent business owners, but we are interdependent. Eat each other. So that's why I want you to make sure that you stay plugged into us every week, every day, here for you, so that you know that you're not in business by yourself. You can get this information and apply it. So that we've got a lot of great things coming up, the Winter Summit. I hope that you all are getting your tickets because they are going fast. It's March 27th, 28th. premier businesswoman's conference event going to be held at the Maryland Live Casino in the Rams Head Center Stage. So excited. We're also going to have the National Association of Black Hotel Owners and Operators and Developers. That's right. They're going to show you how you, too, can own a Marriott or a Hilton. You do not want to miss it. We also have the Millionaire Luncheon where we have dynamic millionaires. Now, these are documented millionaire women. I'm not talking about people that just using that name and that title. I'm talking about millionaire women who are going to be in an intimate session where they share with you real knowledge up front and personal. It's limited seating. So if you haven't already, make sure you go to the winnersummit.com. That's a winner like a champion. Winnersummit.com and get registered right now. Well, we have come to that time in the show where that business question week, as you know, if you've got a question about business, I myself have been an entrepreneur for over 25 years. I know a lot. Yes, I know I don't know everything, but I do have sense enough to find those who do. And so if you've got a question that you would like to ask and you want us to answer it here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, send it to us at family@wealthysistersradio.com, or you can send us a message or call us on our hotline at 800-917-9435 extension 808. Again, that's 800-917-94 extension 805. Excuse me, 800-917-9435 extension 808. We are there for you. So let's get to that question of the week. And this I'm going to definitely leave as well. I'd like to know what our special guest Frank Ski has to say about it. But this question comes from LaTanya in Memphis, Tennessee. LaTanya, thank you so much for tuning in. She says she's been listening to us for 2 years now. We thank you. We appreciate you. But LaTanya's question is, I'm telling you, we have this all the time. She says she is afraid of balance. And she says she's afraid of balance. Everybody keep telling her she's working too hard. She's building her business, and she's afraid to let go. She's afraid to take that time off from her business. LaTanya, I understand. I know how you feel. And I'm telling you, after 25 years, I'm telling you, you do have to find some type of way to have that balance, because you will eventually burn out, and you don't want that to happen. I don't know what that balance should be for you, but I will say to you, the first couple of key things you look for, or look to those that you love, your loved one. Like I look at my daughter, and that gives me so much balance. I have to make sure that I'm giving her that time, that attention that she needs daily. It might be your other family members or spouse or loved one or what have you, or even pets. Also, number two, do something you love every day. For me, y'all know I talk about music all the time. I love it. I'm listening to R&B all the time. And number three, focus on your health. That's so important. As you know, we are holistic here at Wealthy Sisters Radio. That's why we talk about the things we talk about. I don't just tell you about companies or products. I tell you about things that I do for myself, like the D-Herbs, et cetera. So if it's exercising, walking, whatever, you have to find a way to do that as well. And then four, I say trust and know that all is well. That's my mantra. I don't know how a lot of times things are going to work out, but we always know that things will work out and all is well. I definitely want to say, and five, that bonus is make sure you are around people that will help give you that balance, people that are doing what you want to do and beyond, those surroundings, those people that you're surrounding. So that's going to make a difference. So, LaTanya, thank you so much for sending your question in to us here at Wealthy Sisters Radio. And, again, if you've got a question you'd like us to answer, you can send it to family@wealthysistersradio.com. That's family@wealthysistersradio.com. Or leave it on our hotline at 800-917-9435 extension 808. Well, we have come to that time in the show where our very special guest is here. He is the legendary Frank Ski. He is an entrepreneur, is a philanthropist, a restaurateur, you name it. He's been in front of the camera, behind the camera, in front of the mic, and behind the mic. And we are thrilled to have him on Wealthy Sisters Radio today. I'm not going to hold him from you much longer. We will just take a short break to talk to a few of our partners here so that you can hear a message from them. And we'll be right back with none other than the legendary Mr. Frank D. himself.
DHerbs.com's Full Body Cleanse. works to naturally cleanse and detoxify the body, to aid in weight release, enhancing the immune system, and increasing energy levels. The full body cleanse consists of the blood and lymphatic formula, cardiovascular, liver, spleen, and gallbladder, lungs and respiratory, kidneys, bladder, and adrenals, colon and digestive tract, and activated charcoal. When you cleanse your body, you open up the door to healing and rejuvenation. DHerbs.com.
Dream big, financial freedom, lifestyle change, additional income, be your own boss. If this is the life you've dreamed of, Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry is the business for you. This business is simple. If you can wear the jewelry, you can sell the jewelry.
I've earned a $10,000 bonus check.
I'm able to earn $600 to $800 per show and more. Visit TracyLynnJewelry.com and remember, behind every great woman are more great women.
We are live back here on Wealth Sisters Radio. Thank you so much for joining us here as we continue to celebrate Wealthy Brothers here on Wealthy Sisters Radio in the month of October. And I am telling you, I'm so excited about our guest today. I am, as everybody knows, and if you listen to the show, you know I'm a native of Atlanta. So this is a privilege and an honor to have our guest on our show. I mean, I've listened to him for so many years, and to have him now in the D.C. market has just been so exciting. So we are not going to hold him from you any longer. I want to give a very special welcome to Mr. Frankie. Oh, sir, how are you today?
I am doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here on Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be a guest.
Yes. Well, I tell you, you know, you have just an incredible and an impeccable career in the entertainment industry, and who better to have to end this month of celebrating Wealthy Brothers than you to share with us how to build a lasting brand in the entertainment industry.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I've really kind of learned through trial and error, but I can help a lot of people understand it, that's for sure.
Well, you know, that trial and error, that's something, that component that you seem to can't get rid of in this whole process of being an entrepreneur. I mean, I've tried to not have to face that trial and error, but it seems like it just won't go away. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's, you know, it's funny because I think that there's no real tried and true 100% guaranteed thing that you can read to learn, you know, business. I think every situation is so different. And even though some situations look the same, you know, dealing with personalities and people and, you know, regions and areas, it always is ever changing. So you almost have to have a certain amount of trial and error in everything that you do.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about changing in the trends, and you definitely, I know, have seen just a change in the entire entertainment, in particular the music industry, as well as how business is done. I think I saw one of your throwback pictures for Thursday, the throwback Thursday picture on your Facebook, from just as the tapes to how you spin music today, you know. What would you like to share with us about that change and how important it is to stay in front of trends as well?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that you can look all around you and just see the way things have changed to, you know, little things that many of our older listeners will know. I remember, you know, in order to watch a movie at home, we'd have to go to the video store and stand in line and, you know, rent a video. And now you can pull it up on your cell phone, you know.
Right.
But the interesting thing about that change was that, you know, that company, Blockbuster Video, was a billion-dollar company, and they didn't see the change coming. And even though when people told them the change was coming, they didn't believe it. And by now, you know, they're gone. And if you don't understand and see the change in your everyday life and see it coming, the same thing will happen to average everyday people. It just flies right past them. I mean, you know, a year ago, we were talking, you know, that the most popular, you know, company in the world, obviously Apple, had the most popular phone in the world, and nobody was going to take the iPhone, you know, off the, you know, winner's block. And just a year later, now the number one phone in the world is the Samsung, because Apple didn't believe that people wanted a bigger phone. And the trend was that people wanted to go back to a bigger home. And if you could, you could be the most diverse expert in the world and still not see it. The only way you're going to see it is you have to surround yourself by people who are living in it with you, and then you have to really discuss it, and you have to watch it, and you have to, you know, stay on top of it. And that's one of the things that, you know, I try to make sure that I do by keeping young interns around me all the time and asking them, you know, what's the latest in the street, what's happening in the street, because that's the only way you're going to get it.
That's so powerful. And, you know, what I'd like to do here, I we didn't tell you this, but over here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, our audience is a little nosy, and we know who you are, but a lot of times we might not know your background. So if you don't mind just sharing a little bit about where you grew up and how you were able to really create this path and this journey that you have, you know, talking about, as we were talking about, the change and things that you've seen over the years. So give us a little history on that as well.
Well, it's kind of interesting, like many people's lives are, in that, you know, when I was younger, I never saw myself doing this. And I think so many times people, you know, people will say, you know, people always ask me, like, How did you achieve the dream? And the funny thing about it is, it wasn't a dream that I created. It's just something that I started doing and fell in love with. And I think, you know, for my spiritual folks, you understand that, you know, when you, you know, God will give you a dream, and then he'll always equip you to be able to achieve that dream. But when you get that dream, there comes a drive and a passion that you have to follow. And you can't let things get in the way. So when I was younger, I graduated from high school, believe it or not. I know people always say, oh, you're smart, you're intelligent. But, you know, when I graduated from high school, I graduated with a low C average. And that is the God's honest truth. I had graduated with a 2.3 out of high school.
Wow.
I had never talked to a guidance counselor ever. I grew up in South Florida, and my school was a mixed school, but, you know, if you were a black student, nobody really took interest in you unless you were playing football or, you know, playing basketball, or you were, you know, a top scholar. If you were just an average student, nobody ever talked to me. So I graduated, didn't have any idea about college, never took an SAT test or anything, and I wind up moving to Washington, D.C., to live with some family in Washington, D.C. after high school, and I had an aunt that worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office. And from that, I got interested in the background of law, and I wanted to be a lawyer. And through my time in D.C. of going to school, going into college and studying that and working for some very prominent judges and prominent lawyers in Washington, D.C., I learned the skill of interviewing. And in that, I learned, you know, from the legal perspective of doing depositions and interviewing clients and interviewing witnesses, how to interview people and how to watch body language and how to get certain things out of people. And I say that because that is one of the trainings that has helped me in my radio career so much, and being able to do that. And going back to what I said, God puts you in that position to be able to teach you all these things, and then he lines up the dream. And then when you get to that point, you've already got everything you need to achieve that dream. So I was working in the law firm, and I started working at the college radio station. And from the college radio station, I went to, you know, my first, it was an AM radio station, my first, you know, commercial radio station. And the rest is history. I never looked at it, though, as a job. I always looked at it as I was having so much fun. I mean, I thought I had the best job in the world. I had so much fun.
Did you ever spend records? Were you even a DJ in high school or anything like that? Were you not doing anything like that at all?
Well, when I was in high school, actually, I was. I was really young, and I started figured I could be a rapper. And I was actually rapping. And believe it or not, in 1982, they had this thing in New York. They used to always have the New York Citywide Rap Convention. And in the summer of 82, I won the amateur division of the New York City Rap Convention. And there were several other people who are very famous now who were on stage with me. One of them is a good friend, was Dougie Fresh at the time, who him and I were the same age, and we were on that same stage together. And, you know, I never went on to be the rapper, although I did several records and had several hit records when I was doing that. That was never really, you know, the thing that I was doing it for. I just loved radio. And it just all went hand in hand. So anything that had to do with music and radio and nightclubs and rap music, and I had my hands into everything.
Wow. And so how was that transition? I'm sure, you know, your family was real proud. You're working in the law office, and you won that award, I imagine, in New York. But now you're looking at this whole music industry. Was that a difficult transition for your family to see you make, or was
Most of my family thought I was a wreck and going to be a failure. I was the black sheep of the family. It was, nobody ever believed anything that was going on. I think part of the good part about it is when I came to live in Washington, D.C., that was family that I had never known. So it was kind of like new. And I think that being able to leave the family I grew up with and go, and then when I got with that family in Washington, D.C., I kind of got pushed out on my own really, really fast because there was an aunt that I lived with, and she wasn't really all about the music thing. And she was like, well, you can't live with me and play music. So I was pushed out on my own.
Coming in all hours of the night talking about music.
Yeah. And I was pushed out very early. And there were times when I'll share with you, there were times when I didn't have enough money to eat, and I would stand in line when the food trucks would come in D.C. and feed the homeless people, and I was getting food off of the food trucks to eat. And I tell people all the time, like, I have the least amount of patience for laziness out of anybody because I've slept outside before. I've been eating off of food trucks. So when people talk about how hard things are, I kind of I've learned to have empathy in my older age, but when I was younger, I was like, man, please, sleep on the bus bench in the middle of winter. Then you can come back and tell me, you know, how hard things are. But, you know, I've learned to be more empathetic because times are different now.
Right. And everybody's experience is different. But I can certainly understand that, you know, being an independent person, you pull yourself up and then, you know, you've experienced things before. Like you said, and now, you know, being able to see your work and work ethic pay off. But it can, as we get older and experiences soften us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real experiences, because I was that way and then, you know, had life experiences say, wow, I never would imagine I would have experienced this way. So absolutely, I can certainly understand that. So when you started in the law career, you began to make your transition. What was your big break, as you can say? Was that in Baltimore, or what was the real thing that made you say, I can do this, and I'm going to make a career at this?
Well, you know, it was funny that even when I was on the college radio station, you know, people would say, you know, oh, my God, like, everybody loves you, everybody listens to you. And I didn't know what that meant. I was just on the radio, and I thought it was really cool that people called in and gave a shout-out. And then when I went to my first radio station that was on, I was still working at the law firm. And I was, you know, working at this AM station, and I was still working at the law firm. So understand, I'm in D.C. working at the law firm until about 4 o'clock every day. Then I would get on the train from D.C. to Baltimore, and then I'd work at that radio station, and I'd get on the train, come home, and do it all over again. And if there were times that I missed the train because the person coming after me didn't come on time, I would have to sleep outside in Baltimore until the train station opened up the next morning. But I was young, and I was having fun. So it wasn't – I didn't really count it as a bad thing at the time. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
It was just part of life for me, so it was okay.
What you were doing, right.
But then one of the lawyers that worked at the law firm became changed my life, and he became my life mentor. And his name was Mike Lubin. And the city paper in D.C. had put out, it was a free weekly paper, and they put out their Best of D.C. every year. And they put me on the magazine as the best DJ in D.C. on the cover.
Wow.
And the lawyer at the law firm that I work for calls me in his office, and he says, "Is this you?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, what are you doing?" And I thought I was in trouble, and I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "If this is you, why are you working here?" And I said, "Well, you know, I love the law field, and one day I want to be a great lawyer." He was like, "Why?" He said, "But, you know," he said, "Why?" He said, "Why are you doing the DJing?" I said, "Because I love that." And he said, "Well, why are you staying here at work?" I said, "Because I need to make money. So, you know, working at the law firm, I like, but DJing, I love." And he said, "You have to follow what you love." And he said, "If you follow what you love, you'll be able to make money at it." And I said, "Well, I really don't make that much money." And he says to me, "Well, you're not doing it right then. If you're the best in D.C. and you're not making money, then you're not doing it right." And he became a mentor from that day forward. And he was my business manager, my lawyer, my mentor. And what he did was, he said, "First of all, what radio station are you on?" I said, "This AM station, and I'm trying to get on this FM station in Baltimore. It's the big radio station, and you know, I work sometimes on the weekend there, but they won't give me a full time job." So he tells me to take off, and I said, "Okay." He said, "Take a week off. I'm going to make some calls for you." And he picked up the phone and called that FM radio station and called, and him and I talked 2 days later. He said, "Well, you no longer work, you know, now and then. You now have the night job at that radio station." And I said, well, what happened to the guy who was working at night?" He said, "That's not your problem." He said, "I told them that, you know, if they didn't give you the night job, then you were going to go across the street to the other radio station, and they gave you the job." And he said, and at that time, I'll be honest with you, at that time in 1985 at the law firm, I was making like $22,000 a year. And he said, "Now you're in this, at this radio station, you're going to make $38,000 a year, and you only have to work 4 hours a night."
Oh, you had made it.
I thought I had made it, but that wasn't even the big deal. And I'll tell you this story because of what your show, what this show, Wealthy Sisters, is really all about. At that time, he asked me how much I was making DJing parties. And I told him a few $100s. And he said, "Well, tell me about the parties." I said, "Well, we'll have, you know, several hundred people, maybe 600-700 people will come to a Frank Ski party." And he said, "Well, how much do they pay to get in?" I said, "Well, they could pay, you know, $7 to $10 to get in." And he said, "Well, how much do you get?" I said, $300. And he said, "So they're making $7,000 and they're giving you $300. And I said, "Yeah." I said, "But I'm the highest paid DJ. Like, $300 is a lot of money."
Right.
"And I'm having fun." He said, and I said, if I try to get more money, and this is what I call the slave mentality of money. I said, if I try to go in and ask for more money, they're not going to give it to me, and they're going to hire somebody else. So, and he said, "That's not the way it works." I was so afraid to ask for more money because I was already making more money than everybody else. But I never really looked at it in the way that he said it before. I never really looked at it like 700 people paying $10 is $7,000, and I'm getting $300. So what he did was, he said, "Here's how we're going to start." He said, "From now on, you're going to pay one of your girlfriends to sit at the door with a clicker and count how many people come in." He said, "From now on, you're going to get $500 or a dollar for every person that comes in."
Okay.
So I said, "Okay, well," and right away the promoters, everybody was like, "Okay, you know, Frank Ski is going from $300 to $500. Okay, it wasn't a problem. And the first party, I sat this girl at the door. This is a defining moment in my life. And I come in, I don't get to the party until like 11. She's been there since 8, and she's at the door clicking. At the end of the party, I'm taking my time to leave out, and she is looking at me very nervous, very afraid, and she says, we have to go right now. And this is in the heart of Baltimore. And if you know Baltimore City, it was a very rough period back then. And she was like, we have to leave, like, right now. And, you know, so I got my stuff. We got in the car. I was living in an efficiency that had no air conditioning, and it just had my bed in the room next to a window. And we're sitting on the bed, and she pulls out of her purse a lunch bag. And I said, what is that? She said, it's your money. And she pours the lunch bag. I kid you not, this is like 1986. She pours the lunch bag on the bed, and the lunch bag has like $1,400.
Oh, my.
She said,
did you pass out?
Yes. She said, from 8 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the morning, 1,400 people came through.
Wow.
So all the time that I thought, oh, they're charging $10 and there's 700 people are coming. No,
right.
They were charging $10 and $20 and 1,500 people were coming. Yeah, 1,500 people were coming. So it's always a situation where if you don't really see the picture of really what's going on and you really don't understand what your worth is, you're never going to get it. Like, if you're not strong enough to ask for what you're worth, you're never going to get it. And here's the funny part. That was a Sunday night. I was doing that in 1986, four nights a week.
And that's not even a – I would imagine not even a busy night. So the other nights,
no,
my
gosh. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was to the point that as a teenager, and I was only – I mean, well, back then in 86, I was, you know, 22 years old. But at that particular time, that was more money than I knew what to do with. But if I wouldn't have had, if I would not have had Mike Lubin as a mentor, I would have gotten in the same trouble some of these young guys get in with money today. Because in 1986, making $250,000 DJing parties was unheard of. And if I did not have somebody mature enough to show me how to manage my life, I would have gone down the wrong road many, many times. But, you know, it's very important for your listeners to understand that part of becoming wealthy is understanding how much you're worth first and understanding that you are the product. So, you know, you had a woman that wrote you a letter and said that, you know, she can't find balance. Well, you know, the balance is understanding that, you know, if you were a lawn maintenance guy and you cut grass, your most important asset would be the lawnmower. So you would have to have it good service. You would have to take it into the shop. You would have to do all of the things, because if that lawnmower breaks down, guess what? You're out of business, right? Many people don't realize that their body is the product. And if you don't take care of your body will put you out of business. And that is the most important part of finding balance in your life, that if you don't respect the product, you're never going to make it. So people think, oh, I can work, I can burn the candle at both ends. And I was that person. So I was that person living off 4 hours of sleep or 5 hours of sleep a day.
For years.
Until I got older. Yeah, for years. But as I got older, I realized you can't do that. You have to have that balance. And here's the funny thing. When you look at very wealthy people live good. Like, they live good, they vacation good. And I never understood, like somebody said, well, when would you ever consider yourself successful? And I said, I consider myself successful when I can take vacations when I want and I don't have to ask for permission. I consider myself, you know, successful when I can take a vacation that's more than a week. You know, more than 2 weeks, because, you know, the regular person, well, you get 1 week, you get 2 weeks a year, you take 1 week at a time, and you're rushing during a vacation. Wealthy people don't rush during vacations. They take off time before they go, and they get back, and they relax, and then they go back to work. Yeah, they don't rush their vacation. They're like,
right.
This is, I take my time off. I work hard. I deserve this. I take time off. But it's understanding your worth and what your worth to society and to other people around you.
Wow. I'm telling you, if you have just tuned in, you are listening live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Our guest is none other than the legendary Frank Ski. And, I mean, we could end the show right now, Frank. I'm telling you, the information, the knowledge that you've shared about us knowing our value, knowing our worth, and knowing our wealth is the main thing. And then and having that balance, like you said. I mean, there are times that I look back on my life as like you talked about, just going nonstop and realizing there are so many moments that I missed that because I was so driven. And it's important in that balance, you know, for you to have those moments and to be able to be in the moment, like you say, wealthy people really are. And I also love what you mentioned. Your mentor told you to do what you love, because let's face it, that's not what we were taught. And things are changing, but you know, we were taught you got to go get a good job. You know, you could do this, you could do that. Oh, that acting thing is great, but you better find a way that you can provide for your family. What would you say to parents that are listening right now? You know, that have children that are exhibiting different talents, maybe from something that they would rather them do, but how important it is to teach and stress doing what you love?
Well, you know, I think that's a very good question. I spoke 2 weeks ago to the Duke Ellington School of the Arts and in Washington, D.C., and what I told them was that the hard part of being a young person today is that young people today are way smarter than we were when we were young, because their access to knowledge and information is right there in their hands on their cell phone.
Google it.
Like no longer do they have to go and get a book. They can Wikipedia anything. They can Google any word, any situation, anything. They can learn anything at the drop of a dime. So their brains work a lot faster, and they're a lot more advanced. And I said, you know, you're going to find that when the time comes, older people are going to give you a lot of advice. But there's one thing you got to understand about advice. Advice is based upon experience. And it's hard to take advice from people that don't have experience, meaning your parents want the best for you. But if your parents, if your dream is to go to college in France, your parents are not going to understand if they've never traveled. Now, you could travel vicariously as a young person through your cell phone and through your experiences and know that now young people understand it's a global world. Like, no longer is it strange to go to college in Paris or go to college in England. You know, the rest of the world sends their kids all over the world to go to school, but the United States, we want to go to school right down the street. And I think you're going to get advice from your parents, but your parents' advice is going to be selfish, and your parents' advice is going to be based upon what they know. It is very hard for a parent to break out of the box, and the thing you have to know is you never want your kids to be as good as you. You always want your kids to be better.
To be
so there's
better.
No way
That's
your
right.
kids are going to be better doing the same thing you did.
The same
so
thing,
as a parent,
right.
you have to understand, if you want your kid to be better than you, they got to do something different than you. They can't do the same thing as you. Because if they try to live for you, they're going to be you. And 9 times out of 10, most people are not really happy with their lives anyway, because they really feel they should have been doing something else. They're not risk takers. They don't want to take a chance. They don't want to step out on faith, and it's a very hard thing to do. So I tell parents all the time that you got to really let kids, like, find themselves, for one. And it's hard in these times because their access and their mind works so fast, and they give up so quick because they want results so fast, but you have to train them. And, you know, one of the things that Mike Rubin told me before he passed away, I took my time a few weeks before he passed away, and I wrote him a letter. And in the letter, I wrote I thanked him for everything he'd ever taught me in my life. And I read it to him, and he wrote me back about 2 weeks before he died. And he said there's only one thing that he regretted in his life. And the thing he said was, when I read your letter to my kids, they had no idea.
Wow.
He said, we spend so much time asking our children, how was their day? But we never tell our children, how was our day? And our kids need to learn who we are. And they don't learn who we are by us just asking them every day, how was your day? You get what I'm saying? We can't just, how was your day? What are they going to say? Fine, good.
Fine.
What did you do today?
Good.
Oh, well, whatever. They have no idea. So they have no idea what mom and dad actually do or the problems that they go through or the situations at work. And I realized after reading his letter, I got to tell my kids what I go through. When I get in my car and I have most of my conferences, like most people in the car driving from place to place or whatever, I put it on speakerphone and I let my kids listen.
Be a part of it.
I do business negotiations, and I let them listen. And I'm
That's
on
right.
the phone, and when I hang up the phone, I'll say, what did you all think? And my kids right away be like, well, I didn't really like that guy. He didn't sound like he knew what he was talking about, Dad. He
and
sounded
they know.
Like a little bit unsure. They know. But
they
the
know.
Thing about it is they respect what it is that you do. When I walked away from CBS Radio, at the end of 2012, I walked away from one of the largest single market radio contracts in America. And it wasn't that I couldn't stay. It wasn't that I couldn't, I could have stayed and kept going. The show was doing great. Everybody was happy. I just wanted more. So because I wanted more, I knew I had to walk away. But before I walked away, I had that conference with my family. And everybody sat down, and I said, look, I'm going to be out of work for a year probably, and we're not going to be able to do the things we used to do. We're going to have to really buckle down. We're going to have to sell off a lot of things. We're going to have to, this is going to be a really hard transitional period. And everybody understood. My kids were already ahead of me. They were like, you're bigger than that. And I'm talking to kids that are 11 and 12 years old, and they were like, Dad, we get it. Like, we understand. We're with you. And I think most parents, the advice I give to them is let your kids know who you are. Because
and
when you let your kids know who you are, they will want to live up to the expectation. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
They will want to live up to that expectation.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Because they'll look,
it does.
And they'll look and see how hard you work. Most kids don't realize how hard their parents work or the value of anything because what do? We pull out a credit card. It's fake money and they look at it as easy fake money. They don't look at us, when we sit down. So I tell my kids, like, right away, I tell them how much I make, how much I'm making, how much this trip is going to cost, how much this dinner is going to cost. I've let my kids sign my credit card slips at a restaurant and put the tip on ever since they were 7 years old. Like, figure it out.
That's good. That's good. And that's important. That's really important. I mean, my daughter, she comes in and she wants to know, did you make any money? How much did you make? And it's a lot of times I remember growing up, parents try to shield you from things. But like you're doing, that is so good. It is so good that you're teaching them that because they're getting that value, but they're also understanding business and will be able to take the empire that's built to a whole nother level. Because if you look at business, and we talk about that a lot on the show, especially in our community, a lot of businesses that we have. Now, I grew up, of course, around in Atlanta, so I had the privilege of being around the Brunner brothers, and I could see how Papa Brunner did an excellent job with succession, but a lot of times we don't teach our children, or we don't, because we're new in business. The generations are limited. We don't have a lot to pull back on. But that's great that you're doing that for your children. And I'm grateful that you shared that with our audience today, because we do want them to know everything. When things are bad, they're not going the way you want them to go. They need to understand that, because it is going to happen. They're going to faced with challenges no matter what. That's what life does. You know, it brings challenges every day. And if we don't see our parents or understand how you deal with it, how are they going to be able to deal with it when they're faced with it on
right.
a regular
exactly.
basis? Yeah. That's powerful. Wow, this has been an amazing interview. I tell you, the time has gone by so fast. I mean, I will always want you to know that you have an open invitation to come and visit us here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. It's just been such an honor having you as our guest today, Frank Ski. And by the way, how did you get the name Frank Ski? Where did that come from?
When I was young rapping in New York, Ski was a tag that they would put, you know, in the back of your name.
Okay.
You know, and that's where it was from.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Well, you know, just thinking back on everything that you shared today, what would you like to leave our audience with in closing?
Well, I think that first, the first thing people have to really do is to make sure that you're living the life that, you know, you were put on this earth to live. And so many people are living other people's lives and not their own. And I think that and what happens is there's a force within you. Like, you know, God will give you a life that he wants you to live. And if you don't live that life, every day is going to be uncomfortable. And you're not going to realize why every day is uncomfortable. You're just not going to realize it. You know, it's harder to get up. You don't know why it's so hard to get up in the morning. It's hard to get motivated. It's hard to get things going. It's hard to, you know, you keep living every day on a hustle. And, you know, you're always waiting for a break. Those are signs that you're not doing what you were put here to do. And sometimes it's as simple as changing the place that you're at and changing the place that you might be working at. You know, maybe this is what you dream to do, but you're not happy doing it. It could be the place. And you have to really kind of get in line with the spirituality to make sure that you're living that life. Because at the end of the day, everything that you want in life, people can have. It comes to different people in different ways and different levels, and you can have it, but you can't have it living wrong. And you got to get in line to what God's vision for your life is in order to find those things and get that balance in your life that you need to have. And that's what I would tell people.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I mean, congratulations to you on everything that you've accomplished. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about your philanthropy with Frank Ski Kids. We'd love to, you know, learn more about that. And is there a way that people can support your organization with that?
Absolutely. You can go to either my website, that's frankski.com, or you can go to the Kids Foundation website at frankskikids.org.
Okay, fantastic.
But the frankski.com will lead you to anywhere you need to be.
Anywhere. Well, we're listening to you here in the DMV, and now with the technology of radio, we can listen to you all over the world, you know, just via
absolutely.
The internet there. Yes. So we'll keep doing what you're doing, and again, thank you for setting such a powerful example to us all.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Wow, I tell you, that was Mr. Frank Ski here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, helping us celebrate the month of October for wealthy brothers here who are doing this incredible thing. If you missed the first part of this show, I'm telling you right now, as soon as this show ends, you want to go back and listen to it. Mr. Ski laid down some powerful nuggets of wisdom. I mean, what an incredible experience he's had in this industry. And I'm telling you, you know, this show alone is one that you're definitely going to want to download on iTunes and listen to it on your smart devices over and over. Well, we won't detain you long here. We're going to take a short break and come back, and then we'll talk a little bit more about how you can, we talk about that holistic point of view. And, you know, you guys have heard me talk about my experience with the D-Herbs come with the full body cleanse. I mean, I love that, and I love the herbs and the things that they're doing and how powerful they are, and how this is something that can really help you with mental clarity, more balance in physical energy. I mean, it's just in lowering blood pressure, all types of things. So we have none other than the founder on the line with us today, and we're going to take a short break and bring him back. Mr. A.D. Dolphin of dherbs.com. You might have heard of that on Steve Harvey Morning Show. Well, that's him, and I'm telling you, this is, I just can't wait for you to hear his story. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters with Deborah Harnett.
Do you need a vacation? DDM Vacations and Global Travel International offers affordable vacations, cruises, getaways, all-inclusive resorts, honeymoon, family reunions, and more. We specialize in small to large groups, including sightseeing tours. Book your next vacation with DDM Vacation at 800-254-4493, PIN 6311665. Again, that's 800-254-4493, PIN 6311665. Or visit us at ddmvacations.globaltravel.com.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say... And all the ladies say, think I like that. And all the ladies say, now if you living that life the way you living, you can't live it no other way. I need you to put a bottle in the air right now. Welcome to the champagne life, where trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. Don't act like you don't know the name. And we gon' do it like this. Let's go.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday. Know what I'm getting. Can't reserve the time. That's where I'm sitting. Me and my friends in about sickness and dependence. And my attitude's so chill and so free.
Radio, live back here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to us today. Our guest will be coming on here shortly, having a few technical difficulties with him connecting here. But just want to say, wow, if you missed the first half of the show, I tell you, we had none other than Frank Ski on with us, celebrating here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, the month of October, where we bring nothing but dynamic brothers on to about business trends and their careers here. And as we said, we had Frank Ski on today, who helped us culminate this month and started off the month with Van Grant with MIPS. If you all don't know about that, that's the latest in social media. Then we also had Alfred Evans from Black Enterprise, who is the Senior Vice President there and Chief Content Officer. Last week, we had Kimani Rollins, who has built an international brand literally with automobiles all across the world. You want to learn about that business. I mean, he built partnerships with not the managers there, but the owners, the CEOs of these corporations. So he's had a credible story about that as well. You definitely want to catch last week's interview. And again, you know, you can catch all of our shows and this show from today at WealthySistersRadio.com, right there on our library. And then also, I want you to know that we are available on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter right there under Wealthy Sisters. And also make sure you go to our website, WealthySistersRadio.com, and join our mailing list. That way you will know what's happening, when our guests are coming on the show, and who is the guest for that week. We'll keep you in the loop. And you know what? I promise you, we do not at all spam you at all. So, but we do want to take a few moments here to just hear a word from AD Dolphin. As I say, we always bring the best to you here at Wealthy Sisters Radio. He's the CEO of herbs.com. We're going to give him a few minutes here because, I mean, he deserves it so much more for bringing such an incredible product. His family is on a mission to help bring better health and wellness, and we love it because it's so important as business owners. As you heard Frank Ski just say, that we have to take care of our bodies, that you are the product. And so we're going to bring Mr. A.D. Dolphin on the line. Hello, Mr. A.D. How are you this morning?
How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for joining us. We know it's early there in California. How's your week been going?
Man, things are wonderful here. How you doing over there?
Oh, we're fantastic here on the East Coast as well. And I know we just have a few minutes left here, but there is so much that's happening. I know you guys have over 3 million products of this full body cleanser sold, and that is over 10,000 testimonies there on your website. That is for a reason. Tell us why, in short, why should everybody be concerned about a cleansing system and the D-Herbs full body cleansing system to be?
Well, you know, in today's time, I think it's really, really super relevant right now because you have things like Ebola going around and you have all these different scares that are out there. So it's such a great opportunity for us to really protect ourselves because we're traveling city to city, and, you know, there's a lot of things happening that could possibly affect us. So you got to have your body at its full potential.
And you know, that immune system is so important. We can definitely have a whole nother show when we talk about all these shots. You know, I took my daughter just to have a physical so that she could participate in the school sports activities. And now that particular doctor is calling and sending text messages, you need to come in and get the flu shot. And it's like, we don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, we were born with the immune system. You know,
there you go.
What does the full body cleansing system do to our immune systems? Or what are some of the results that you've heard your customers?
Well, what it does is protect you. And it protects you. It increases its ability. It enhances it. So it does all of those particular things. So, therefore, when the flu and the common cold and other things come around, your body's able to protect itself. It's what it does.
As simple as that. Well, I know there is so much more that we can share, and you've got a lot asking what we talked about last time you were here on last month, some of the newer products that you have out. Your website, theherbs.com, is packed, is loaded with information.
Right.
I mean, I tell people the resource for health and wellness. What has that mission been like for you all?
Man, it's been an incredible ride. You know, I started this business as just a business venture, and then it turned into a lifestyle. So that's what it really happened for you. If you really apply yourself and just think about what's really important, because a lot of times we take our bodies and our health for granted. So you have to always kind of keep in mind, if you're unable to get up, then you're unable to get certain things done. So your body and your health is very, very important.
Absolutely. You know, we are titled Wealthy Sisters Radio, and that wealth is definitely for us is not just financially. It's total, and which is why I stress that holistic point of view, the health in mind and spirit, and also in our bodies as well. We want the pockets for sure, but our bodies as well. So, you know, AD Dolphin, I mean, we so appreciate the partnership and that, you know, you have with us here at Wealthy Sisters Radio. We appreciate everything you're doing to bring quality. And I like our audience to know that. There are a lot of different products out on the market, but yours, like I had the privilege of meeting you, you talked about the quality that you have and the commitment that you have to keeping everything real and authentic.
Absolutely.
That's your problem.
Absolutely. We're doing our best here. That's what I would say.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, we appreciate you again. Thank you so much for coming on the show again today. And I want everybody to go to theherbs.com right now, theherbs.com. Check out that full body cleanse. All of the other great products that you have there. You can definitely say you heard us here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. And also, you know, we want to make sure that they know that they can call your number. It's 866-4-D-ERBS, 866-4-D-ERBS.com, and they can ask any questions about anything there.
Absolutely.
On your website as well. Well, thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Mr. A. Bill. We'll be speaking with you again real soon and continue to have a powerful day there in California.
Awesome. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Well, bye-bye. Thank you so much. That was none other than Mr. A.D. Dolphin. What a powerful show we have had today. Wow. You know, this has been an incredible month here in the month of October. All these fabulous men that we've had on the show and just so much that we've learned. You know, I always go back to this, that as we come to the end of our show today, we come to that power thought for the week. I started this, I get this question all the time. What made you start or decide to start Wealthy Sisters or start doing the radio show? And I will say it was definitely a selfish intent, because I love hearing stories. I love talking to people that have experienced success, and because you can learn so much. You know, you can really embrace life. And our guest today, Mr. Frank Gee, wow, what a powerful, you know, to be able to hear him on the radio, and we know that he's an entertainment, but you can tell his sincerity through when he's on the airwaves. He's been in movies, he's a restaurant owner, he's a philanthropist, but what he shared with us today was just powerful about doing what you love, and also make sure that advice you get is real advice. You know, he said, because advice is based on our experience. You know, and also he talked about, you know, whatever you do, you want to make sure that you do it to your best ability. So, you know, that's what I want to end with today. You know, it's important that whatever you're doing, if it's something where you are, you know, your position or something in business, something you feel that you're just doing it just to be doing it, and it's not something you love, it's not something that you feel drawn to, you've got to figure out what that is, because life is meant to be lived. And are we really existent, or are we living? That's the question for today. So we want to thank you so much again for tuning into us here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for helping us celebrate the month of October. We encourage you to go back, listen to all of our shows, WealthySistersRadio.com. We are here for you. Know that. You are in business by yourself, yes, but you don't have to be alone. We are here to help. Again, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you next week. And as always, you know that we wish you and yours the best of everything. We'll see you next week.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
We're
now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah
opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our host, staff, or partners of Wealthy Sisters Radio.